There's an art exhibit up in New York City right now that's unlike any I've ever been to. It's the show filling the Guggenheim Museum, that futuristic white ziggurat designed by Frank Lloyd Wright.
Definitely the Guggenheim seemed like, you know, the dream place to do it.
That is the artist Tino Segal. He's 33 and based in Berlin. He's the only artist showing work right now in the huge circular main space of the museum. But the fact that anyone is showing work in the Guggenheim isn't so obvious to all the visitors.
Where was the art? It seemed like a lot of the art was missing. I didn't know if it was or not, but it just seemed like there was something missing.
There is not a painting or photograph or sculpture in sight. The Guggenheim is empty. All the walls along the spiraling ramp are completely bare. Segal's show is called This Progress. There are no signs or exhibition brochures to explain anything. The work is set in motion just for you as a visitor when you start climbing the ramp. A child of 9 or 10 or 12 pops out and greets you.
Hi, my name is Maya. How are you? This is a work by Tino Segal. Would you like to follow me?
And then some people say no, and that's absolutely fine. And some people say yes. And then the child runs into this kind of side gallery and then waits for the visitors to join them. And then it asks the visitors, can I ask you a question?
Can I ask you a question?
Can I ask you a question? They should say yes.
And the visitors do say yes. All visitors say yes. And then it asks, what is progress?
What is progress?
And they normally have to think for a moment.
Because, of course, that's not that easy. A, what do you think the answer to this question is? B, how do you phrase it for a child? C, what do you want to tell a child? What progress is a kind of like moral or, educational opportunity towards this child? And even if this is not conscious to you as a visitor, it does somehow grasp you. Like, okay, I just don't want to bullshit with this child.
And it's a child, which makes you react differently than if it were a 30-year-old.
And so then we'll be walking up the ramp together, and I'll lead them off to the side, and there'll be a teenager, and then I will turn to the teenager and say, I was told that progress is, and repeat as much as I can possibly remember that the visitor just told me.
Did the child represent what you told it accurately?
The child not only accurately said what I said, but embellished and embroidered in ways that conformed with what I was saying, but like did a better version of it than I had.
Well, it must have been a good child.
Like almost too good.
Usually I get answers like moving forward or change, but one guy told me an angel being blown back through time, and that really stunned me and stuck with me.
So you continue up the circular ramp and get handed off to a youngish adult who begins another conversation with you.
The topic, such as it is super loose. I mean, almost. It's like the ring around a bullfight. You know, it's there, but whatever happens, happens.
Alex Abramovich is one of the adults in the show. He's a freelance journalist, so for his several shifts a week at the Tino Segal show, he's carved out time during the day.
You never really know who you're going to talk to. You never really know exactly what you're going to say. My favorite people consistently going through it have been Brazilian tourists, because they're uniformly super fantastically brilliant and wonderful and engaged and open and like the best people I've ever met. But I don't speak Portuguese and, you know, we do the best we can.
And as you approach the top of the museum, you're introduced finally to a senior citizen. And that's the art. Four pretty much improvised conversations with four people, more or less, about the idea of progress. And all the conversations unscripted. Tino has another rule, one he applies to all of his work. No documentation of any kind. No photos, no videos, no wall copy catalogs or press releases.
We have seen in the past, like if you do a kind of more live-oriented work, that once you start producing the secondary material, that it become kind of like a primary thing can become exhibited. And also the base question of my work is like, okay, how can I somehow produce something and nothing at the same time? And so why would I produce something material on a secondary level if I'm not doing it on a primary?
So keeping it evanescent.
Well, that's the third reason, that it is not evanescent, that it can be repeated.
And his piece, This Progress, is constantly repeated. It'll have been repeated thousands of times during its six-week run at the museum. I asked Segal how he thought it was going.
I'm not the person who's in the position to judge how it's going. I think that's more somebody, you know, the viewer's, the visitor's job, your job.
That's what artists are supposed to say. But how do you feel it's going?
I think it's going well, but it is difficult for me to judge, especially this piece, because it's so intimate and I have no idea what the visitors are speaking about with my people and if it's a profound conversation or not. I know that you were not satisfied with my first answer, but it is the truth. I don't fully know.
As a participant in the piece, Alex Abramovich has a different view.
I'm amazed and touched and moved by how open, fiercely intelligent, kind, and interesting stranger after stranger after stranger after stranger is. And I feel much better about the world every day going home.
But I think it's a different kind of art and not like most art where you just look at and then later on you can gather up what you thought about it. This one you gather up what you thought about it while it's going on and afterward you have the whole thing.
I'll admit, I was a little skeptical. A lot of conceptual art strikes me as glib and smug and cynical, but not this. After my 15 minutes wandering up the ramp, earnestly talking with these friendly strangers about big ideas, I was energized, actually a little happier than when I first walked in. The experience was certainly odd, but also humane and urbane and comforting, like taking a sweet gulp of grassroots civilization distilled. But the show never gives us Tino Segal's own definition of progress. Have you been through your piece?
Once.
And when the child asked you, what is progress? What did you say?
It's a good question because I did feel the whole pull of the situation. And I told her that it's something which came up after the Middle Ages in Western societies and that people were just fed up with like wars and being hungry. And they were fed up with this idea that like everything was going to get better in heaven. And that they came up with this idea that things could get better on Earth. You know, we kind of transformed the Earth via our labor into these material things from which, you know, we will derive wealth from. But I do think it's not going to continue to be successful. That's why it is significant, or in my view, not a coincidence that it's a child asking you this question.
I had a definition which I haven't forgotten. They said that progress was moving forward, but that the idea of progress is a trap. And I asked, well, what do you mean by that? And they said how when you're happy, you know how you're feeling. But in the pursuit of happiness, you're so focused on trying to be happy, you might not actually know if you are. Which, that stayed with me for, like, this whole time. Because that's really interesting, and I never thought of that.
Tino Segal's work, This Progress, is at the Guggenheim Museum in New York through March 10th. Special thanks to the children in the show we heard from, Maya Jasinska and Marco Catafesta. Michelle Siegel produced our story. Thank you.